Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. It's a beautiful scripture. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's a beautiful passage that Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. And he reminds the church that we are God's workmanship. And he reminds that we are in Christ Jesus to do one important aspect, is to do good works, which the Lord has prepared in advance for us to do. Many people, you know, they say, Pastor, how do we know that God has called us? Or how to know our calling? That's a very primary question that many people ask. And I would like to give you some pointers about your calling. Because when God called Moses to deliver Israel from Egypt, Moses first tried doing it his own way, killing an Egyptian to save an Israelite's life. He winds up a 40-year fugitive. After living in the wilderness and learning his lesson, he returns to do God's will, God's way. All of us, not just church leaders, are called to do God's will, God's way. But you may say, how can I know that I am called to do or what I am called to do? You begin by answering a few questions. Number one, what are your spiritual gifts? Because the scripture says God has given each of you a gift from this, his great variety of spiritual gifts in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10. So let God show you through your deepest desires those core competencies where you are best suited to serve him. Secondly, are you submitted to someone who can mentor and train you? That's part of your pastor's job, right? Ephesians 4:12 says, the responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. You need help. You can't get there by yourself. Thirdly, are you involved in your local church? Right? Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Romans 12, 4 to 5 talks about that, right? So it's imperative that we are involved in our local church. Number four, are you willing to serve wherever there is a need, right? Very, very important. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. And 1 Peter 4:10 it says, if you want to know your calling, start serving and God will reveal it to you. Amen. Start serving. Our life is a life of service. And the day we get born again, the Lord holds us accountable and responsible of serving him and his people in the local house and the local church that God has placed you in. Amen. So find something to do and do it heartily unto the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given. Abba Father, we humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge your lordship over our lives. Yes, O Lord, your word commands us, serve the Lord God Almighty, and he will bless your food and your water, and he will remove every manner of sickness from your midst. And Lord, Father, we thank you. Lord, I pray, give us the grace that we will serve you and we will serve one another in the local church for the glory of your name. Lord, I pray that you will bless us, lead us, guide us, grant us the wisdom to understand the deep secrets of your word, because your word says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Lord, the plan is already there. You have already prepared the work for us in advance for us to accomplish it. Give us the grace to decipher it. Give us the grace, O Lord, to know it, what you want us to do. And I pray that even today, Lord, each and every member of your local church will be involved in doing something for the Lord, for the glory of your name. That's what I pray, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release great grace and glory upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one in the name of Jesus. Flourish them and prosper them. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health condition. I speak healing and wholeness into their bodies right now in Jesus' name, that your healing virtue will flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a great day ahead and a wonderful weekend ahead. And I remind you to go to your church this Sunday morning. God bless and bye.